Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our sermon today? God's Rainbow, based on our reading from Genesis 9. And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature. For all future generations, I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." I encourage you to follow the sermon outline that's provided for you in your handout today as we consider our theme, God's Rainbow. Later on in the service, we're going to be praying to God for rain and hopefully a rainbow in our drive spell. But I just love seeing rainbows. I'm sure you do as well. What a beautiful sight they are after a gentle rain. And when Beverly and I, where we live in South Steveston by the Fraser River, across the agricultural fields, when the rainbow comes out, it just crosses the whole horizon. It's just a gorgeous sight to see. Today in our Old Testament reading, of course, we read about Noah, the great rain, the great flood, and God's rainbow. What a wonderful collection of colors they are. And take note, they're in the shape of a warrior's bow. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But here's the scientific explanation. When you look up the word rainbow in a dictionary of science, here's what you find. Are you ready? There'll be a test after the service. The refraction of sunlight by a curtain of falling rain, producing a bow or an arc of prismatic colors while an observer is facing away from the sun. Did you get it? Okay, that's good. But in God's scheme of things, it's much more. In today's text from Genesis 9:3, God says, "I have set my bow in the sky." God had brought his terrible judgment upon the earth because of mankind's sin. But in mercy, he spared Noah and his family. The judgment came by the form of a worldwide flood. And when the flood and judgment had passed, God promised that he would never again set judgment by bringing the flood. He had set his wrath aside. To demonstrate and symbolize for all generations that God had set his wrath aside, he chose the rainbow as a sign. The rainbow is in the shape of a warrior's bow. A warrior's bow that is set up on a peg, to hang up on that peg, so to speak. This symbolizes, God says, there will be no more war between God and mankind. This is a good word for mankind. A good word for all of us today. Now, I wasn't planning on saying this, but doggone it, it bugs me every year. Next weekend, do you know what's coming up in the greater Vancouver area? It's called the so-called Gay Pride Parade. Many things about that sadden me and break my heart. The thing that really gets under my skin is this political organization has chosen God's sign of promise and made it into a symbol of man's pride and man's rebellion. The rainbow is not man's pride, it's God's loving promise for sinners. Whenever you see a rainbow after a rain, now please do enjoy the beauty of God's creation. But also remember the rainbow is God's gift to give us a reminder of an ancient promise. God is not, are you listening? God is not chiefly in the wrath and judgment business. He wants to restore, forgive, make new his relationship with sinful people. When you see a rainbow, remember that God is a God of forgiveness and making things new. The rainbow is a sign of God's love, yes, for all people. Now, God gave to mankind other signs of his love. Just think about the star he set in the heavens at Jesus' birth. Listen to these words from Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men from the east came and said, "We have seen a star in the east. We've come to worship him." And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. They bowed down and worshiped him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Did you notice the reaction of the wise men? When they saw God's sign in the heavens, they were overjoyed. And they bowed down and they worshiped the Christ child and gave what tradition calls these costly presents fit for a king, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But historical studies show that these gifts were much more than pricey gifts. These gifts were really the tools of the trade for these men who were considered astrologers and magicians. They laid before the baby Jesus symbols of their very livelihoods. They were declaring that this baby Jesus was the Lord of everything they were and everything they had. It'd be like a carpenter laying before Jesus his tools, a doctor laying before the Lord Jesus her medical equipment, an athlete laying before Jesus all of his sports equipment. But did the wise men see a rainbow? You might laugh and say, that's a dumb question. They saw a star. It was nighttime. And there was no mention of a rainbow in the text. But that star over the birthplace of Jesus in Bethlehem was much the same sign as the rainbow for Noah and his family in Genesis. God's wrath against the sin of mankind had been set aside. The star was a proof that God's anger and punishment for sin would be laid upon that Savior and not you and me. His war bow was laid aside from us. You know the Bible passage that says that so well. For God so loved the world, he gave. And what did he give? He gave his only son, Jesus. The babe under Bethlehem's star to be the Savior of the world from sin. And our only response can be like the response of the wise men, to lay before him everything that we are and everything that we have and say, Lord, you are my Lord as well. Now, God gave another sign of his love, not just the rainbow, not just the star. He also gave the sign of the manger, the feed trough where the baby Jesus was laid. Listen to this wonderful passage from Luke 2. The time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Beverly and I just got back from the vacation capital of North America, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Why would anybody go there? Because that's where our third grandbaby was just born. And as Mama wrapped little Cora in swaddling clothes and put her in her manger, her crib, I thought about the Lord Jesus. As Mother Mary laid Jesus there, the rainbow was over the manger. Did you see it? Did Mary and Joseph and the shepherds see it? See, in that cradle was the one upon whom the wrath of Almighty God would one day be laid like a war bow. Upon this Jesus, God would lay his wrath against your sin and against mine upon him, and he would bear the judgment for you and me. The Bible puts it this way. He, this Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. From the rainbow to the star to the manger. It's on your sermon outline. And now to the cross. Listen to a passage from Matthew 27. The people gathered at the cross and mocked him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself. Let him come down from the cross and we'll believe in him." About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which in Aramaic means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The rainbow was there. Did you see it? Look carefully over the cross. Nowhere in Holy Scripture is it seen more clearly that the wrath of God has been set aside from you and me like a hung-up war bow once the battle is finished. The battle was raised on the cross. The battle for your souls, the battle against sin, death, and the devil on Jesus' cross and especially his glorious Easter resurrection, we see the wrath of God is set aside and placed on Jesus. Well, what is the answer to Jesus' question on the cross? My God, why have you forsaken me? Have you ever wondered? What would be God's answer to Jesus as he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? My friends, the good news is this. Jesus was forsaken by Almighty God so that you and I would never be. Jesus bore your sins so that you would never have to bear it. Jesus suffered the judgment of God so you would never experience it. Can you now see the rainbow over that old rugged cross? Even the ancient prophet Isaiah, some 700 years before Jesus, saw the rainbow over the cross when he said these words in chapter 53. Surely he took up our infirmities. He carried our sorrows. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed. The Lord has laid upon him the sin of us all. Upon the cross of Jesus was laid the war bow, the bow of God, as the war against sin and death was waged for you and me. And if you looked real carefully, on Easter Sunday morning, what would you have seen over Jesus' tomb? Can you guess? A rainbow. If you look carefully, just above the empty tomb, you could see in your mind's eye a rainbow, declaring the battle is won, the good guys have won, the victory has been given to you and me. And we hear Jesus say these words. To anybody here today who put their trust in him, Jesus says, I am. And Tanya, listen to these words. These words are for your papa yesterday. Jesus says to all who put their faith in him, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And my friends, we're not done with the rainbow yet. Now, of course, the rainbow was seen with Noah. These other rainbows we've been talking about are just a picture of God's wrath set aside. In the first book of the Bible, we find a rainbow. Guess what we find in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation? We find a rainbow. Listen, as John describes in a vision of heaven at the end of the world, in Revelation 4, John says, and the one who sat there on the throne had the appearance of jasper. A rainbow resembling an emerald was encircling his throne. The Old Testament prophet Ezekiel had the same vision of heaven, including a rainbow, showing the victory of God over sin, death, and the devil. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 1. Then I looked and saw that he that is God looked like fire. A brilliant light surrounded him. It was like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds. So was the radiance among him. John and the prophet Ezekiel proclaim that as we are brought into God's glory forever in heaven, a rainbow will be there, a sign that Jesus Christ, Almighty God, has won the victory over death. Your sin has been paid for. The war bow has been set aside forever. I encourage you to think about the things we've said today. Every time you see a rainbow. Every time you look up after a rain and see a rainbow. And let me ask you this final question. Are there rainbows in your future? Yes, there are. By placing your trust in Jesus and by laying your very life before him as did the wise men of old, there are only rainbows in your future. God's wrath against your sin has been set aside like a bow hung up on a peg in the sky. Because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection for you, and your baptism into his precious name, your sins are forgiven. St. Paul puts it this way in Romans 8, verse 1, which will be, by the way, my funeral verse. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That, my friend, is living under God's rainbow. In the name of Jesus, amen.